What comes of people dredging up your past and accusing you of either bigotry, racist, or even sexual harassment? That is the conversation that we saw the whole week today. Because the recent allegations that have come up against a popular radio station in Malaysia, BFM, through an anonymous letter naming a lot of individuals there with sexual harassment. These individuals have taken a leave of absence. BFM has issued, at the last count, 3 official statements addressing these concerns, and the investigations are ongoing. So the harassment is not just about, say, for instance, a liberal institution, or even sexual harassments against, in previous cases, against, say, conservative individuals from religious institutions, for instance. It's not about that. It's about men, in particular, with power influencing the subordinates and how they use their power and influence to subject sexual harassment from taking place. That is the conversation that has been doing that we've seen for the past week. But to interlace this is also another conversation that I want to touch, because with BFM, the investigations are still ongoing. I don't want to go much into that. But the conversation of Kevin Hart, for instance, being appointed as the Oscars host. Now, very recently on Tuesday, Oscars, or the Academy, announced that Kevin Hart is to host the Oscars this next year. But the job that Hollywood says is the least most wanted, the least wanted job in Hollywood, has now run afoul, because Kevin Hart, as of 2 days ago, said that he doesn't want to host the Oscars after allegations saying that he is anti-LGBTQ has surfaced. Now, these allegations was done very recently based on tweets that he has made more than 10 years ago. So that's my conversation. Are you still going to penalize individuals based on what they said 5, 10 years ago, even 20 years ago? That is how people want to hold other people accountable, because the moment you say something in the public domain or even the private domain, are you going to be held accountable over time? In fact, is there a time limit into the things that you've said? And if you have apologized about it, which Kevin Hart has apologized over the statements that he has made 10 years ago again and again, how long are you going to be held accountable for those kind of statements? And to top this off, what about officials, public elected officials, that continuously say and do things that aggravate the situation of the public and become less of a moral compass and more of an instigator to the society going forward? They've said it again and again, and no apologies are coming from them. Are they not going to be held accountable too? These are the tough questions that we have to face in today's society, and I'm going to continue to discuss about these things, because quite honestly, a person like me, for instance, I continuously say things again and again daily. Will I be held accountable for the things I say? And what are the remedies and countermeasures that I have within my powers to apologize or to say that I was reticent about the things that I've said in the past? If you want to let me know how we can improve on these things, just head on to astronaut.com, look for Notepad with Bram Sani there, or hit me up on Twitter at BramSaniNet, and we can have a purposeful and a meaningful two-way conversation on these matters.